South Carolina head football coach Shane Beamer took his turn at SEC Media Days yesterday afternoon. Along with offensive lineman Javon Gwynn, wide receiver Dekarion Joyner, and defensive lineman Zach Pickens, Beamer shared his thoughts on the upcoming season for the Gamecocks. The second-year head coach said due to last year's success, expectations are high for South Carolina. Beamer noted that all players, with the exception of defensive lineman Ricky Sandage, should be ready when fall camp opens next month. He said he expects fierce competition for starting roles. Gamecock quarterback Spencer Rattler has been named to the Davey O'Brien watch list. The junior signal caller is one of 35 nationwide quarterbacks on this year's list. The award is given annually to college football's top quarterback. For the first time in team history, the Carolina Panthers will wear all-black uniforms. The team unveiled their new alternate helmet, which is all-black with the Panther logo on the sides and blue trim. Carolina will wear that helmet along with the black jerseys, black pants, black socks, and black shoes against Atlanta on November 10th. This will be the first ever game that Carolina has not worn their traditional silver helmets. In other Panthers news, Team Chief Operating Officer Mark Hart has resigned. Hart was the lead for the failed Rock Hill team headquarters. And finally, the annual Major League Baseball All-Star Game was last night, and the American League topped the National League 3-2. With your Wednesday sports, I'm Chris Miller.